Hey, sorry I'm a little late. Had a late start after some pool with the boys last night. Well, I am on my guys' trip. Just came in to work a short shift because I just adore my little work family. Now then, where am I stationed today? Beach bar? Cool with me. Morning shifts are easy. I'm guessing I'll be stationed here later tonight then, too. Please stop saying sorry. I joke, but truly, I enjoy my job, despite the drunk crowd and cleaning off the bars after hours. Plus, it's more money that I'll need on my trip. Or my friend's trip, really. I'm local to this town, but I got a couple buds here that aren't. Yeah, they're just visiting here. They're losing their minds as if they'd never seen a beach before. Thanks. I'll have fun after my shift. Now, where am I? Damn. Nothing. I just think about all the shit I have to take care of before my night shift. Yeah, I'm totally lying. Who the hell is that sitting by the bar? Never seen her before. I mean, this resort is big with tourists, but I see most of them come back here each summer. Yeah, I will ask her and make her a very special drink. If I get rejected, I have my shot ready. Morning, miss. Oh, pardon me. Didn't realize you're reading. Please. Reading it at the bar ain't even half as unusual. Yeah, I work here. What gave it away? Oh, really? You seen me before? Can't imagine where. But I suppose I got one of them faces. Oh, so you're staying at those coastal condos too? In that yellow building? The one right across from me, right? What a small world. You a local here, or are you just visiting? Ah, girls' trip, huh? I'm on vacation with friends, too. But I'm a local. Been told I have an interesting accent by tourists. But it usually gets a blush or two out of people. And tips. Why, thank you, miss. Your accent's nice, too. Actually, your voice in general is very pleasing. That doesn't make you uncomfortable, does it? Please just tell me if it does. Just shy, huh? It's not a problem. My accent makes everyone shy. So, maybe a drink and a proper introduction will help ease your nerves. I'm Rum, bartender, and fellow book lover. Bloody Mary enthusiast. Coming right up. You can watch me while I make it. Please feel free to hit me with that book if I mess anything up. And a fantasy nerd too, eh? What's that one you're reading there? The Ninth Hour. I love that series. Hey, you're talking to a guy who was obsessed with Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings as a kid. Yeah, that's a good one too. I yet to read Fourth Wing or... Oh, hey, careful. One of your books almost fell out of your bag. Alien Barbarian's Chosen Wife. Can't say I ever heard of that one. Oh, come on, don't be embarrassed. We're both adults. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a good smut book. I'm sure you'd need a few books to keep you company on the sand or by a luxurious pool here. Unless you've already met someone to keep you company. I hope it ain't one of my friends. Well, they can be quite bold, especially with shy girls. No, man. You serious? What a travesty. I may be overstepping here, but I can't help but think that maybe I had a nerve. It's all over your face. I'm unfortunately pretty good at reading body language. Hope I didn't offend you. So your friends are bolder than you, and confident, you say. Don't take this the wrong way, little miss, but I don't believe that shit for a second. I believe you are very confident. But just look at your pretty dress. Spaghetti straps, floral print, how it brings out your glowing skin. Screams confidence. Perhaps you just feel slightly intimidated by this new environment, since your friends are locals. Hopefully this can help ease you. One Bloody Mary for you. No, it's free. Save your money for something pretty at the shops here. Or a new fantasy book. Your friends are calling? Duty calls for me as well. His drinks won't make themselves. You asking me when I'm working again? Why, my drink that good? You know, you're pretty when you're flustered. I wouldn't mind seeing more of that. And you again. Since you asked so politely, I'm doing a night shift from 8 until 10. If you can, come. If not, maybe we can meet up somewhere once I get off. Yeah? I'll see you tonight then. Enjoy your morning, little miss. Been here since 8 and she ain't here yet. She decided not to come? Why are you, little miss? Another fucking customer. Where were all these people this morning? Good evening. How can I... Oh. You really came. I'm starting to think I scared you off with that Bloody Mary. Really? It's just you tonight then. Well, you didn't want to spend this beautiful night with your girlfriends out at the club? So you'd rather spend it with me? I kid. But it is fun seeing you get so bashful. But I suppose my drinks are good enough to have you come back for me. So, what do you have tonight? I'm completely at your service until someone else drags me away. What? No way. You get all these fancy drinks on the menu, and you go for a measly beer? No. I'm whipping you up something special, and I don't want to hear anything out of you. Just sit there, look pretty, and enjoy that, You took your smut book out tonight, huh? Must be one of them nights. Alright, here you are, little miss. Sex on the beach, just for you. And, don't look now, but that gentleman sitting at the end of the bar just made me fix you this. It's only a shot, and I poured it myself. He paid for it, though. I do see a ring on that finger, though, so you might be dodging a bullet with this one, doll. Hey, at least take the shot. Can't blame the guy for trying, even though he probably knows he'll have zero chance with a girl like you. Find a lot of them here. What? Keep staring at me. There's something on me, or... Wait. You staring at my hands? You totally are. So you're one of those girls, huh? Act all shy and demure, when in reality you're... Actually, no, I'm not going to finish that thought. I am at work, after all. But maybe I can after my shift. We don't have to go back to your room, or mine if you don't want to. but I prefer to get to know you more without the drunk crowd around, or my co-workers eavesdropping on us. I was hoping you'd say that. Your room, then. Finish that drink and leave me your number. Expect me at, say, 10:30. And if you do change your mind, just call me. You're in charge of how tonight goes. Right then. See you later, hopefully. Hey. You didn't call, so I assume you haven't changed your mind about tonight. Is it okay if I come in? Your girls are still out? Guess you'll need someone here to keep you company then. What kind of drink you offering? I'm off duty, so I wouldn't mind something strong. I didn't realize you were a brown liquor kind of girl. Man, you looked so nervous asking me that. Do you want me to sit with you? I told you. You're in charge of how tonight goes. Well, then I'll sit with you. I've been waiting to get this close to you all night. Cheers. You all right? It's a funny look on your face. I don't mean that to be an ass, but, you look very bothered. Me? I'm bothering you? Oh, you mean bothered. Well, how am I bothering you exactly? Tell me. I'm curious now. So not only do my charming good looks and sexy accent have an effect on you, it's also the flirting. Were you not used to being flirting with or pursued? You should be. As pretty as you are, I'm sure you have men jumping out of windows to get to you. I'm just one of the few. I'll be honest with you. This morning wasn't the first time I noticed you. It was long before that, at the pool yesterday. I just didn't want to embarrass you in front of your friends. But now, there's nothing stopping me from telling you how damn attractive I think you are. No, no, don't you dare apologize. You did exactly what I've been wanting to do all night. So much for being shy. Still a little bit, huh? Maybe I can help with that. God, your lips taste so good. That's that. You don't have to be so quiet. It's kind of starting to piss me off, you know? Don't look so ashamed, cutie. I just want to know you're feeling good. You feel this? My hard cock pushing against my shorts. Is this what you want? If not, say the words now and I won't go any further. Well then, take me out and do what you want with it. That's a good girl. God, you feel perfect. Your hands, your mouth, fucking all of you. Take all of me, won't you, cutie? My mouth does feel good everywhere, doesn't it? Oh, fuck. God, yeah. Oh, my God. You're good at this, you know? I gotta be honest with you, cutie. It's taking a lot to not fuck your mouth right now. Oh, yeah? You want me to? And then you wouldn't mind if I grip that hair and push you down, would you? Fuck. You're too fucking sexy. Glasses and all. Oh, keep them on. Don't worry, I'll watch for them. They're too hot to break. Does that turn you on too? Does it excite you to know how much you're driving me crazy with this fucking throat? Yeah, look up at me while you take it. Yeah. Such a pretty girl. Fuck yeah. Oh, there you go. That's it, pretty girl. Taking it so well. Fuck yeah. Yeah. You do me a favor, honey. Hike that ass up in the air for me. And lift up this dress. I need to get my hands on you, too. Fuck. No panties, huh? So I was right. You really are a little pervert, huh? Oh, no. And why did I feel this pretty pussy gush all over my fingers when I said that? All I'm doing is stroking you. You're so responsive. Oh, fuck. And you're so fucking sweet, too. Fuck, sugar, that's it. Yeah. You're so much more eager now that I got my fingers in this pussy. That's a good girl. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, hold on. Oh, shit. I don't think I can take it anymore. You gotta get that mouth off me now, cause I don't think I can wait to taste you anymore. Right, that's it. Bend over for me. If only you could see how beautiful you look right now. Moonlight just makes you look even prettier. Actually, I've got an idea. I think you'd like it, if you're down for it. I'll show you. Just take my hand and follow me. Sorry. Your little squeak was too damn cute. I won't drop you, cutie. I promise. Just wrap yourself around me. You smell that breeze? Feel that summer air? It's perfect, ain't it? You look confused. Just hear me out. Figured out how to kill two birds with one stone. Not only am I gonna finally eat your pussy the way I've been dying to, but I'm also gonna show you that your confidence is just tucked down somewhere inside of you, desperate to come out. And that blowjob was just the tip of the iceberg, darling. I think you just need a little push. No, silly girl. I'm not gonna fucking murder you. I meant I wanna bend your pretty ass over this here balcony. I'm gonna make you come like my life depends on it. And if anyone sees, let 'em. I want everyone to see how fucking hot you are. And judging by that face you got, you want that too. So, bend over. Listen to those whimpers. You sound so pretty, baby doll. But I'm gonna need more than just some moans. Tell me, you want me to pour some of this liquor on you and tongue fuck your pretty pussy? Mm-mm. Say it out of your mouth. Tell me what you want. That's what I wanted to hear. What a sight this is. The liquor's gonna taste so much better on you. Come the fuck here. Oh, fuck yeah. You're giving me so much, darling, that's it. Dripping all over my fucking face. Oh, you've been aching for this, haven't you? Oh, poor baby. I bet when you boarded that bus, train, or whatever the fuck, you were hoping you'd get this once you got here, huh? You're praying for someone to look at you the way I did at that bar. Well, is it everything you thought it'd be, cutie? Good. Yeah, that's it. Let them hear how good it feels. That's a good girl. What's that? Yeah. You want more, huh? Like what? Like me filling you up and making you come? What? Is my tongue not enough for that slutty pussy? Well, come on. Beg for it, then. Ask, and you shall receive. Good girl. Let me not keep you waiting, then. I'd hate to make a lady. Oh, fuck. Oh, away from me. Fuck, darling. Damn, you feel good. How do you feel this fucking good? Now the fuck has no one gotten you on this trip yet? Yeah, lucky me. And lucky you. You got a guy who can show you how it feels to be fucked absolutely stupid. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go, darling. Yeah, just take it for me. That's my pretty girl. Fuck yeah. Yeah. One hand on your throat, the other on your ass. My voice in your ear as I fucking pound your pussy. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Fucking you over this balcony in your slutty little sundress. Fuck yeah. God damn it. Oh my god. Oh. Yeah, do you see how hot you are? You see how confident you can be for me? Yeah. Then show me. Bounce back on that fucking cock. Show me that needy girl hiding in there. Yeah. Oh, fuck. There you go. That's it. That's fucking it, cutie. But yeah. Keep doing me like that, and I won't have any choice but to fuck you harder. Oh, yeah. I bet you do want that. And then say it so everyone on the beach can hear you, why don't you? Yeah. Look out onto those waves. Look across from us at the other condos. Think somebody's watching from there? You think they're getting off to seeing you get fucked? Fuck, I hope they are. I hope they watch you fucking come for me. Oh, yeah. You wanna come with me? Such a romantic. Well, then go on and come for me, cutie. Give it all to me. And I'll give you every fucking drop of this load. I promise you. Just give me that fucking cum. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. If you want me to come, then I need to fucking hear it. I need to hear how good this fucking cock is making you feel. You're gonna do that for me, won't you, darling? Yeah. Yeah, give it to me. Give it to me, baby. That's it. Fuck yeah. That's it. Oh, fuck yeah. You getting close? That's it. Yeah. Yeah, come for me, cute girl. There you go. Oh, take my cum. Oh my god, I'm gonna. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh shit. No. No, 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 don't say a word. Just kiss me for now. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. That's fucking perfect. I didn't expect any more or less from you. You were a dream. I'm glad I was up to par with your fantasy. Oh, hey, careful. Legs a little wobbly, cutie. I guess it's a good thing you got me here. Fuck. Well then, if your girls are still gonna be out for the night, I think a shower and some much-needed TLC are in order for the both of us. What do you think? All right. And then you can tell me what your favorite part is in that little alien book of yours.